Good Tuesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by DaVita.
And I'm Jake Sherman. First in Playbook this morning, the House Republican Super PAC had a massive 2017. The Congressional Leadership Fund and its sister group, the American Action Network, raised $66 million in 2017, a massive haul that will be needed to help limit losses in what's expected to be a very rough year for the GOP. These are the groups that are supported by Speaker Paul Ryan, and Ryan does a lot of fundraising for both of the groups. CLF, which discloses its donors, raised $26 million last year and has $15 million on hand. American Action Network does not disclose its donors. By comparison, the group says that in 2015, the two entities raised just $7 million.
The House gaveled back into session yesterday and held one vote series last night. The mood was a bit tense. Republican leaders are negotiating an immigration package and a massive spending increase, two issues that tripped up speakers in the past. One senior House Republican said to us, "It feels like 2006. Just remember, in 2006, Democrats snatched 31 seats and took the majority from the GOP. Case in point, California Republican Ed Royce won't seek re-election. Royce had drawn challenges from a handful of viable Democrats. He is the 7th House Republican committee chairman to forgo re-election, and the 17th House Republican to call it quits.
Rachel Bade, Sungmin Kim, and John Bresnahan report that congressional Republicans and White House officials are increasingly skeptical they could reach a long-term budget deal with Democrats before the end of next week. A reminder, just 10 days until the government shuts down. President Donald Trump's mental fitness continues to be a hot topic. Dan Diamond and Adam Cantor report that his upcoming physical will not include a mental health test. The Washington Post details that the White House is struggling to silence talk of Trump's mental fitness.
We are in day two of Oprah Winfrey Watch. Lots of speculation on whether she will or won't run for president in 2020. Isaac Dover and Matt Nussbaum report that a lot of veteran politicos are taking it surprisingly seriously. Still, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi threw some cold water on an Oprah run, and NBC's Peter Alexander tweeted that a source close to Oprah has told his colleague that she has no intention of running.
For your radar, that meeting between North Korea and South Korea yesterday was fruitful. North Korea has agreed to send a delegation to next month's Winter Olympics in South Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. would be putting its diplomats in harm's way if it sent people back to Cuba.
In 2018 Watch, the Wall Street Journal reports that Vice President Mike Pence is planning an active role in the 2018 election. He plans to visit Nevada and Pennsylvania soon and is helping recruit a Republican candidate in Ohio. While Sungmin Kim and Kevin Robillard report that Senate Republicans are trying to recruit Hillbilly Elegy author J.D. Vance to run for the seat in Ohio. And Andy Pudzer, Trump's failed labor secretary nominee, is back on the political scene. Nancy Cook and Marianne Levine report that the White House is considering finding a role for him. He withdrew his nomination in February after old allegations of domestic abuse resurfaced. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.